Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is a Some of You show, and again, I find just some of us on the show. Liz hasn't called in yet, so my name is Elisa, and I'm going to be winging it until I hear from her, but I hope everyone's having a good day. This has been an interesting day. We had a new moon a couple of days ago, yesterday, new moon in Gemini. So hopefully people have put out their intentions for a new moon activity. I was going to pull up what that was in terms of it being in Gemini. I actually did a little prompt a couple of days ago, maybe last week, on new moon activity. Hey, there she is. What's going on?
Hi, darling.
Hey.
And this is Liz. Well, Blog Talk, apparently I can't darken Blog Talk Radio's doorway because it took me multiple tries, and every time I press one to be in the host queue, it would just disconnect me.
Ooh.
So, anyway, they're getting cute. Hi, darling.
Hey.
So, I listened to the show you and Anna did on Tuesday, and thank goodness that's how I catch up on things. And that's how Anna and I stay up to date. We listen to the radio show. And oh my goodness, how I can really understand where, and I don't know what you were talking about. Is there something that you wanted to finish that you were started to say when I was trying to get on?
Well, I was just talking about the new moon in Gemini.
Oh, yeah.
And I was trying to pull up, because I did a prompt last week with, I follow Michelle Grace Lessard, who does a lot of new moon journaling, and she does these phone calls, and not quite a channeling, but she, you know, she just does a lot of neat stuff. And but that was like last week. She likes people to prepare ahead of time. And of course I did that, but I did it while I was falling asleep. So I know I got the stuff.
Right.
But anyway, so this is I was just pulling up what the Gemini new moon meant, and it said, the new moon, so in general, the new moon is a meeting of the sun, which is the rational, and the moon, which is the emotional, and it's kicking off a new cycle. So for Gemini new moon, transmitting and exchanging information is the key. The ruler of this new moon in Gemini is Mercury. It's a cosmic messenger. And this is all off the astrologyhub.com. I'm just pulling out something that, you know, sounded easy to get to. He's in the sign of Cancer. So like his moon in Cancer, which is ruled by the moon. And since the moon and Mercury are each in each other's home sign, they are in what's called mutual reception. So it creates a resonance between them that tempers the fleet-footedness that Mercury prefers. So it's communication is more emotional and sensitive than the Gemini norm. The chatter rising under this moon could have us speaking our hearts more. It could also encourage crabbiness, taking messages personally and staging pity parties. These aren't givens, though. Gemini's nimbleness may have us darting and scurrying at times, skiing across the waters instead of falling into them. Likely an emotional intelligence is permeating thoughts and words, in theory.
Yes.
So, kind of an interesting, they kind of gathered some of these things. Let's see, Zed.
Thanks
change your
for doing
thinking.
That. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, change your thinking, change your whatever, fill in the blank. Wow, this is interesting. The aspect bestows freshness and ingenuity to all intellectual processes and brings practical insights. Mm. So this is actually really good.
No, it's really good.
This gets a little deep, so I'm going to click away.
click away.
Yeah.
Cool.
So that's interesting because, yeah, usually Gemini is definitely, well, it's an air sign, so it's much more cerebral, a lot more, you know, thinking involved. but because it's in the moon, which is emotional, that's interesting.
That makes so much sense.
One of these sites says it wants you. The new moon wants you to free your mind. Leave old mental patterns in the dust and open wide to adventurous new connections and conclusions.
Girl.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Perfect, perfect, perfect sense. Wow. Because yesterday and the day before, there were some old patterns that came back because my younger son decided to just think he could come and go. And I was distraught, and we had a call in Reverend Adam to talk me off the ledge, and it was so emotional. So what you're saying, oh my God, it makes so much sense. And he came home after midnight yesterday, and I'm always a wreck. And then the day before might as well have been close enough to that. And I'm also very accommodating to him and his friends and keeping everybody safe. It's just all of this, just managing all of this chaos and just the exhaustion that comes with that and the debilitating patterns that were coming up, and then with all of the I don't even know if we talked about this on the air, just things going on with like the suicides of prominent, well-known people, well-loved people, Anthony Bourdain, Kate Spade of recent time,
right?
And and I read this article yesterday, which I thought the timing was very interesting. When you get into that place of that rabbit hole, which we're all separated by such a thin veil, and depending on how some of us are wired, some of us are more prone to be hypersensitive. I know I'm one of those people. It's so painful. You just want to stop the pain. And it's not even that, oh, I'm going to show them and I'm going to kill myself and this, that, and the other, but it's more of, it's not even depression, and this article really confirmed this, it's really the drowning in the realm of despair, because that is infinite, and to climb yourself out of that and to contain yourself and to, you know, not have one of your kids call the ambulance because you're convulsing uncontrollably, which, you know, that would be me two nights in a row. Just feeling so, so, so much and being very conscious, and you just confirmed that, of this has to stop. This pattern's not healthy. This is dangerous. And then not really quite knowing what to do. And I'm not one to just get on the phone and chit-chat about stuff like that. So what, and thank goodness for my older son who really has gotten his act together and has not forsaken me as he has in the past, but really manned up so much in all of this. And I remember kind of breaking a pattern last night where, thank God for tracking, for GPS tracking. So I generally know where he's at. So at a little bit after midnight, I could see that, okay, he must be very, very close. So GPS was telling me that. And normally I get very stalkerish, like I would keep calling over and over, come home now, come, like a crazy person, because I'm just so out of my mind because of the risk that he's putting himself under. And I didn't do that this time. I knew that he was so close, because I've done that where he's been so close and I keep calling like a crazy person. And I said, I have to trust. I said to myself, I have to trust that he's home. For all intents and purposes, he's home. And I just have to breathe and get through this unbearable pain. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't call, although I wanted to, but it was crazy because I knew he was probably in the apartment building by this point. And then, but you never have that sigh of relief until you hear the door of the apartment close. So I could hear it, like, okay, phew, thank God, he's home. And what was very interesting was that he came into my bedroom. We were holding each other. We were both crying. And I said, we used to have so much fun. Like, what happened? I said, I miss you. He goes, I miss me too.
Hmm.
Girl. Mommy, I'm so sorry. I'm so, so, so sorry. I'm
wow.
like, this is, yeah, this is really, this is be really, this is really damaging to me. Like, this is killing me. I hate it using that language, but that's what it felt like. This is killing me. I can't. I'm not as strong as everybody thinks I am. I'm just not. So that was very profound. And today is a new day. But I'm thrown for a loop. So I have to be very careful, especially when I'm out and about, because I feel completely not in my body.
Mm.
And yeah, and thank goodness I don't have to work till tonight, and it's just really showing up to something that I get paid for. Thank you, God. Just have to show up, basically. Yeah. And on Tuesday, I went to the Colombian consulate, and I'm like 95% there. I have a couple little things I need to do. I have to get some documents certified, but I'm very close to being eligible for my dual citizenship. So, and I have no,
oh.
I'm not rushing for that. But yeah, and you know, with this president and whatever's going on, I'm like, you know what? That's not a bad. It's not a bad thing to have in your back pocket.
Right.
It's not a bad thing. Just not that I'm have any plans to go there anytime soon or what have you. Oh my God, did I tell you about my older son?
Mm-mm.
That he got. Did I tell you about Wonder Woman? I told you about
no.
my friend. Did I tell you
yeah.
about my son?
No.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, I got an email from my friend who has a nice little supporting role on the new Wonder Woman woman film. He plays a bumbling head of a team of fumbling robbers, and she basically kicks his butt, which is great.
Right.
He's known my older son, who's an aspiring actor, since he's a baby. He and I go way the hell back. We actually went to school together, and the other day asked me for my son's measurements and for his picture and resume. Long story short, he got it to the right department, and Cole is going to have like a featured, he may not have a line, but you'll definitely see him because it's like a sight gag, but Cole is going to have a featured little part. He went to DC to get his fitting, and now he's going back there on Sunday and may be there for like 10 days or something. Isn't that insane?
What?
Yep. That's my baby.
That's really cool.
Isn't
Congratulations.
That
yeah.
I
actually had a dream with you and him in it, and I feel like it was like, you know, you and him, and I didn't see Jeremiah there. I kind of sensed
he's up with
that,
his friends.
I kind of sensed that it was like your immediate family, even with, you know, with your ex there. Kind of, it's like a family trip. But I was kind of, but we were at a mall of some sort, and
the location of the mall.
So
wait. The location. It's this huge mall in DC.
Yeah, it's called the Mall in DC, but that's not the same mall. I mean, I get it. I know what you're saying.
I know,
but
still,
in the dream,
I
know. All right, but it's my dream.
Settle down now. Settle down now. All right, settle down now.
So in the dream, though, there's a part where, again, it seems like it's at a mall setting where there's an
yes.
it's like the atrium.
Yep.
And we're watching a play.
Oh, Jesus.
Like a street play or a street show of some sort.
Right.
But there's
right.
definitely an area where we're all sitting, and your son is on my left, and you're on my right, and we're like mm-hmm. at the front row, but on a it's on a curve, so you know we're sort of just watching. And I want to say it's like improv, you know, because the actors are asking for suggestions, and your son
yep.
is just chiming in,
yep.
and he's really loud. It's really because I don't always see him really loud, right? But
he's very loud.
Getting
oh, that's
it.
Funny.
And you're cracking up. You're like, you're almost surprised that he's engaging as much as he is, because
mm-hmm.
he's throwing out some really fun suggestions. So that was just a snippet of that dream. Waking up this morning, like, let me write that stuff down, because
that's,
you know,
crazy.
We're gonna do a show.
But there you go, you prophetic
yeah.
one.
How cool,
girl. That's actually very validating, particularly for you. It's no different than, no, that's excellent. That's no different than somebody calling in and me feeling like, okay, I'm getting this impression, this, that, and the other. And like when you get into that state, you kind of forget. And when I was listening to the show that you and Anna did on Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
you know, you guys both referenced when Lois came in, when Anna's mom came in. And like I forgot. I'm like, oh, snap, you know what? They're right. That did happen. So so that's very validating for me. That confirms it, whether it's you guys or a listener or what have you, that no matter what, even in all the chaos, that source is so pure and so pristine and so untouchable from the illusion of what this world is. So for you, the dream to be practically literal, in a sense, mm-hmm. prophetic, in a sense, because you didn't know. I'm telling you just mm-hmm. now.
Mm-hmm.
That is really showing that your unconscious is free enough now to really come to the surface and communicate with you in terms that you understand, because you are so much clearer. The obstructions are so minimized.
Mm-hmm.
So that's telling me that a lot of the work you've been doing is the proof of that, the reward of that, is surfacing. So that's impressive.
Ah.
Girl, you get a gold star for that one. That's fabulous. Oh my God. And just to reference the show, so I think I heard it yesterday. I don't even remember, but just very recently. And it broke my heart, where coming from such a place of purity and innocence, which is source, right? So this is why I think we're so drawn to children, particularly young children, before they hormones kick in for the teenage years, because that purity and that closeness, that mirror image of source, that profound, pure love and the innocence. And then it's heartbreaking when that innocence gets tainted. And it actually made me shed a tear, to be honest, where Anna was talking about how delighted she was to get a phone call from her daughter. And she came, mm-hmm. both of them came from that same source, pure, innocent place, where in that purity that can't be touched by anything, as much as we have the illusion that it appears to, but that does not get touched by that. It's so mm-hmm. pure and transcendent. And for her to call her ex to acknowledge and say, thank you for allowing our daughter to call me. And then for her ex to say, oh, she didn't have permission. I'm changing the phone numbers.
Mm-hmm.
That lowering of that vibration, and that it's like a sniper. Let's just, you know, let's just randomly attack, and the damage. And at the end of the day, okay, we're adults, we can take it, But the damage to a, what is she, seven, eight?
Yeah.
She's seven. To an eight-year-old, because kids in their beauty and in their innocence, I did something wrong, but it doesn't make sense. What did I do? And that's the imprint. And that's some collateral damage. And you are sabotaging yourself. You are sabotaging yourself the way my kid's father has sabotaged himself. It doesn't work. You cannot be the petulant child if you are the parent of children. It broke my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it broke Anna's heart.
Well, yeah, I know that didn't feel good at all. So, So it was good to have that conversation with her.
My God.
You know, just to, in a sense, to put things in perspective, and you know, we had a good conversation. You know, Anna is always wanting to do. She always does the right thing. You know, by her.
Always.
You know,
right.
She's just very consistent with that. She's very, very giving.
She sure is.
And so, but to kind of talk her through it, because it's one thing. It's not, and I think I was trying to tell her, it's not to change how she does things, but to also have her choose, you know, when to express something, and
exactly.
where do you direct that? Do you direct it to the same, you know, area that has always been receiving it a really weird, funky way, and then so you get the same kind of yucky result.
Yes.
Or do you just acknowledge it kind of in a silent way, or just like, okay, but then realizing, you know, what are the parameters around this? What's the situation around this? Has she had, you know, I guess maybe she's thinking, you know, is there a change with her, but
no,
the pattern hasn't really changed much.
No, they're not going to change.
You know?
Those two, I'll tell you that right now, meaning our respective ex-spouses.
Mm.
No, that's why we're not together anymore, meaning Anna's not with her ex and I'm not with my ex.
Actually, she's been listening on the line, so let me, she's finally
jump in, girl.
One, so let me get her in there. Hey, Kevin.
Hello.
Oh, my God, girl. Hey. Well, that's how I get the news. Like, I listen to you on the show. I'm telling every time. Yeah, I felt for you. My darling.
Yeah.
I felt for you, and I felt for the babies. I just have to hold space for that. So
Thank
unnecessary.
You.
So damn unnecessary. And that place of purity, of innocence, child, like, that's such a gorgeous quality that you have. That joy of being present and honoring and pure forgiveness, and what's great, that will never change in you. That's your pure self.
I'm old enough now, hopefully it's imprinted upon me.
It is. So it's done. Yeah, that's who you are.
That's what I've been, you know, struggling with, and Elisa's been helping me, because I keep asking, like, how can somebody that I spent so much time with be this person? And it's my eyes that have not seen it. So many people have seen it. I just never saw it, because I always saw her
the
as
pure,
holy,
the pure,
as
yeah.
pure and complete. And
right.
my partner. And when this when it started being directed at me, I realized, you know, she had me believing I was this really not nice, not good person. And the validation that I get, and, you know, Trey was always about, why do you need external validation for something that you already know that you are? That's just a quote that I think over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels good when people, you know, when people pop up and say, you know, you're amazing, you're wonderful, thank you for being you, thank you for sharing who you are, thank you for sharing your gifts, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest, like, now people are popping up and going, it's about freaking time. I can't, you know, we love you, and we had to love you from afar because of da-da-da, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I never knew.
Nope.
And I said, well, you guys let me deal with this for 18 years. You know, like,
yeah, we're the last ones
we
to know, though. We're like dumb. Honey, let me tell you something. You and I, we're like dumb and dumber. We're like the last ones to know.
Well, we want it to be good. We want it to be good.
Yes,
we want it to be wonderful. And, I can't be in someone else's shoes and make them change their mind or how they are being in the world. And hopefully I am the only person that she does this to. I kind of think it's not
It's not.
So it's how she's showing up in the world.
It's universal.
It is universal. And
it's universal, yeah.
I'm getting over the shock and awe of it.
Oh my God. Well, it's an assault to your, and I felt it. Like, it's an assault to your senses. And it's something that is so impulsive and so cavalier and so without conscious, intelligent thought or discernment. That's why I said before you jumped on the line, I said just now to Elisa, that it's like a sniper attack. So there's no...
It hurt.
Oh, my God.
Well, she said, I have to change their number. Thanks for all the extra work. And I thought, wow. You know,
I have a guy named Steve. She needs to meet.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is like her... She's like a roller coaster ride. I call it, you know, sadly calling it bipolar Tourette. Because it's like a roller coaster ride.
Wow.
And now it's she's thinking her therapist can help, and I'm like, that's fine. And so I made an appointment with her therapist. We're going next Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
And I made it clear to the therapist what my intentions were. I said, I can forgive, yet I will not forget.
No,
and
it hurts too much.
For our children, because our children are the most important thing to me. But I was explaining to someone last night, I said, it's like offering someone a piece of candy, but you have to go through sharp razor blades to get to it.
Yep.
By the time you get to it, you're so cut up and so pieces that you can't even enjoy that. I said, so
if you want
that's
it.
My symbology for I have my children and they're there. And for me to go through the razor blades to get to them, I will not be of value to them. So I have to wait.
Yep.
And sadly, I have to wait for someone who I feel has something bigger and deeper that needs to be handled
mm-hmm.
in my perspective. Now,
mm-hmm.
I'm saying that because I'm not mm-hmm. accusing anybody of anything.
Uh-uh.
And bless her. You know, there are days when I just want to hug her because it's like, I don't know what happened. Excuse me. I don't know how you got to this point, and I just want to hug you, and I want to tell you that it's okay. You're on this journey. You're on this amazing journey, and it's going to get better. You know, and I want to do that,
and
I don't know. I don't know that for her.
That's
I
not
going to
happen. And I need to say something because you and I really mirror and we intersect a lot. What you just said about her, verbatim, my ex could say about me. And that's what's scary. Mm-hmm. Not about the stuff with the kids, because of course not. I encourage the relationship. Not about that, mm-hmm. but how did this happen? How did this happen? How did this person change?
Right.
Like what you're saying, it kind of freaks me out a little bit. You know, so it's very interesting
It's perspective. It's all perspective and choice, y'all. And this is the thing, because, you know, as far as she's concerned, she wants to go through the process because the way she processes, she needs time and space. And to tell me that basically told me I was a selfish, pious asshole for wanting to see my children on that day.
That's ridiculous.
I'm supposed to meet them at 11. At 10:39, she's like, if you do this today, you're a selfish, pious asshole. And I thought, wow, selfish. And she said, you just want instant gratification. I was like, I haven't seen them in 6 months. That's not instant gratification.
No. And the thing is, I need
patience.
To say something, okay, to protect, just out of support and protecting you, okay?
Yeah.
That dynamic and the hurling of the insults, and I've been on the same receiving end as you have, okay? And also, you started Universal Energy Radio and became an incredible platform, and one particularly where all of us who regularly participate on that platform, you know, yourself, Elisa, myself, anybody who's been doing it forever, we've been able to cultivate our gifts and able to stretch our perception to really see the broader perspective. So when she sees Pius and when she attacks, and then when you say, I just bless her, I want to hug her and this and that, I would advise to really keep that to yourself, because she will feel that it's an inferiority that she's going to project as you acting superior. But it's an inferiority, and I've had those things thrown in my face. Oh, for all your spirituality, you know, and all your Course in Miracles, and all your, it's not working. Or, I used to be such a fan of your show, and now I can't, okay. You don't have to listen to my show. And I think you and I, I'll throw Lisa in there too, I think we're all wired from a place of service and a safe space. And if it happens to be a field for cultivating our modalities, and that it's a practice, it's a therapeutic practice for us to engage in and for us to help, and we've helped so many people, which in turn helps us. Yes. It's so pure. Anything so pure, they don't want to touch, because the degree of the purity obscures the darkness that they feel that they need to feed off of, which is why the children are getting very mixed signals with the parenting. Very extreme mix. Does that make sense?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, and like Elisa said too, you know, before, and she said on the show earlier, she said, you know, you can be appreciative. You don't have to voice that. You don't. You can
exactly.
just be within, and
exactly.
you can send it out etherically. And I'm like, I slap my hand how many times, and that's exactly what I'm doing.
There me too. From afar, forgiveness, love from afar, from afar. From a safe place.
The only communication now is you know, making sure that we're all going to make it to the therapist. And that we're good with the same time next week. I'm actually leaving today. I'm out of town for 4 days.
Where are you going?
To go meet my brother. I'm going to meet my brother.
Oh, you're
going to
meet your brother. That's right. You're
going to
meet your brother.
I'm going to meet my new brother Bob. Yeah, I'm going to New Orleans. I'm going to Father's Day. I'm going to spend Father's Day with Dad. And then, I've got an agenda for myself. I wish, of course, the kids could come with me. That would have been truly awesome.
That would have been amazing. But you just have to go
father,
back.
My father, it would have been a great gift for him. He misses them and asks about them all the time. So.
Oh, sure. Those are his grandbabies, of course. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's devastating. So, the ripple effect of, you know.
Yeah, and that's another thing, too. Like, you know, the last real conversation we had was, you know, she's like, none of your family have reached out to me to see the children. I said, well, they have. You've told them your rules, and they cannot abide by your rules, which means come in to have the children, but don't. You know, you can't tell me.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's the most immature.
And so,
ridiculous.
Yeah, it's punishing. She's punishing me for not choosing her, and that's the big hoo-ha. And this is
sort of
catch-22, because you can't choose someone who treats you in a manner that feel like. It's like, wait, show me how you are going to be kind, compassionate, joyful, and loving to me.
Yeah, how are you going
to
be loving to me?
And we can
talk.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I can love myself better. Like, I'm good.
Yeah, you wrote me a beautiful letter in November of 2017. It's now almost July of 2018, and you have not really said one nice word to me. And it took me 2 days of nasty text messaging on your part, not mine.
Right.
I was okay.
Right.
I was like, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am.
Neutral,
yes, ma'am.
neutral,
when
right.
When can I pick the kids up? You know, and that's it. And then, of course, that was setting her back.
Yeah, because you didn't give her any ammunition. But we're like, you know, wounded and devastated party of two. Like, that's you and me right there. Enough. But, you know, I'm very curious with your brother Bob.
Actually, her call just got dropped, so I think here she is. She's back on again. Sorry.
Okay.
And just so you guys know, we do have a question in the chat room and another caller in the queue.
Okay.
So,
I'm going to ask her this question. I'm going to go right
to
call.
Just real quick, and yeah, I'll let y'all go. But this is a huge lesson for me, in that not everyone is, we're all in different places energetically, and I think this is a prime example for anyone listening here, is that wherever you are, if you can look in the direction, if you're not in a good place and you want to feel better, whatever it is, look in that direction. Know it's possible. And I think, I honestly think if you're listening to our show, you're not in that place. You're vibrating at another level. It's not, and there's no good or bad. There's no right or wrong. There's no better, none of that. There's no judgment. It just is, and I think that's the difference. Seeing people through the eyes of Source, seeing them from a place of love and compassion and knowing that they're going through something, and that something, they can blame you all they want, but that's an internal struggle that they have to shift and move to expand and grow. And this is huge, and it's like, as long as you hold that space, and yes, as humans, it's not easy all the time. But can I hold that space for her? Yes. Can I hold that space for my children? Yes. Can I hold that space for other people? Yes. That's what I'm here to do.
Yep.
And love them unconditionally, love everyone unconditionally, and just know, you know, you could get so frustrated. It's like, you know, if we didn't have kids together, this person would not be in my peripheral.
You and me both.
At the same time,
yep.
I want the best. I want the best for them, whatever that is. Whatever their best is and can be, it's going to look different. That's the thing, y'all. We're all different. We're all unique. You're going to have a different life than me. I'm going to have a different life than you. Don't judge your life by someone else.
Thank you.
Do your thing and do
Amen.
Your best. And love. Amen. Oh, my gosh. And
Amen.
If you've got spouses, ex-spouses, parents, children, whatever, hug them and love them unconditionally. They may be driving you nuts, but just know this is a journey. I can tell you some stories, but I'm not. Anyway, go to your next car. I love you, ladies. I'm listening in.
Have a great time with your brother. And I'm very interested. So just keep it in the back of your mind as an adoptive mother. That I feel one day my adoptive son will be reunited with his biological family, and I know there's like a sibling or two out there as well. I'm very curious as to Bob's experience.
Yeah, well, we're going to be definitely. So, he's got a lot of questions. We've got.
Yes, I'm looking forward to hearing about it.
Yeah.
Travel safe. Have the most amazing time, y'all.
Thank you. Okay, girl.
All right, girl. Love you, girl.
Love you,
cousin.
Bye.
Oh, I'm glad she called in. All right, so whatever order you want to do the chat message or caller, whatever, let's take care of it.
Let's do. Well, now we have two more callers on the line, so let's do. Pull a message. It's our friend White Lily. If you just pull a quick message.
Oh, she's back. Well, hello,
she's
stranger.
She's back in the chat room. So we'll do that,
goodness.
And then we'll do the other two calls.
A long time since we heard from her.
Order. Yeah. It has
okay.
Been.
Yeah, like a long time. All right, let me pull up the database. White Lily. So White Lily just energetically asking permission to reconnect to your energy, please. I know she's affirming that. Okay, I'm ready when you guys are.
All right, so just type in the word pick. Here we go.
Nice. The number with this message is 916. When aligned in the present, awareness and when aligned in present awareness, a quiet strength and confidence radiates, making your field glow with wondrous possibilities to manifest. So this tells me whatever you've been doing since the last time you were in touch with us has been quite the journey. So I'll read it again. When aligned in present awareness, a quiet strength and confidence radiates, making your field glow with wondrous possibilities to manifest. So that quiet confidence and strength and knowing that you did the work and it's really about what's radiating from the inside out as opposed to the outside in. 916. So I say congratulations. That says a lot to me, White Lily. But your hard work is paying off, whatever that means
Very
to you.
Very good.
Yeah, fabulous.
She's been doing a lot and spending a lot of time in silence lately. So that's really good.
Yeah.
Great message to be pulled. And 916, you know, that you're in the middle of that. Number one is in the middle of that nine and the six. And the nine is all about, in a sense, all the experiences you've already had to date, you know, all that experience up till now. And some of it, you know, has been not that easy, and it's been transformational. But that's partly why you're at that nine, saying it's a bigger picture because you've gone through so much. So now for you to sit still for a moment, take it all in, and kind of be present, means that on the other end of that, on the sixth side, is where you will then be sharing it with, really, it's sort of like it goes in phases where it goes to around your support system. That's the six is really about love and family. So there's that energy of, you know, being there for your community and your support. But it's a whole process, and there's a time frame for that. There's no rushing it. And that's partly why you'll know, because when you've been in that field of awareness, you'll know the next step. It isn't about rushing. It isn't about doing it for appearance's sake, or trying to live up to a particular role as the fixer, right? It's actually coming from a very heart-centered space of, this is when it's time for me to act. And it's interesting because a heart-centered space includes you, and it means that you're going to be acting also for your best interests. And that will be then met in alignment with people who are also ready to receive that, versus people who are pushing you to do it because that's what you've always done and you can do it. So you do it, but it's not quite 100%. There's maybe a little bit of resistance. So there's a difference when you are in control of that and when you decide it's the right time. She's been typing some things in here. She's been spending a lot of time in silence lately, but not really sharing, my gift, which I'd like to more again, but I feel very internal, which makes sense. I've had a lot of experiences, and yes, transformational. I'm trying to release it all. And nine is about releasing. So you've already done a lot of that. There's a process in that. It's been her intention. She's also been praying that God takes care of her with finances. Yeah, during this time, and spirit always does. But still, I've been deep in prayer about this, as I want to teach and do again when I feel guided, not because I feel in a rush or anxious to get out there to make the money, which is perfect. I mean, everything that is coming from this message that you picked is exactly what's been going on. So that the silence and the sitting in awareness is the biggest part of it. And that is going to help ground you. It's helping ground you anyway. So this is just, as Liz said, it's confirmation that you have been doing your work. And when you are breathing deeply, and even when things seem chaotic around you, it's like knowing when to step off the merry-go-round. Because if you don't know when to do it, you just kind of fly off, and that's not the intention. Whereas when you know whether it's this is the right time, or it slows down enough where I know when I step off, it's me making the intention to step off, not, gosh, I hope it works, and kind of falling off. And in fact, they're even saying you don't even have to be on that merry-go-round. It doesn't even have to be that chaotic. But it's to show the contrast in outside world versus internal world. And you know the difference. You know what that feels like. So continue listening to your intuition. Continue setting your intentions. The whole number sequence actually adds up to being a seven. So the internal work is necessary. Using your best judgment is necessary. And it's going to help you. I mean, and as you said, spirit always takes care of you, and that's what you're doing. You're sort of receiving information from spirit, and you're working in tandem with spirit. So kudos to you. You're doing a great job. You're doing a great job. So thanks for, you know, coming back in. And, she said, I feel like I'm not in that world at all anymore, getting more grounded in a new way of being. And like she said, radiance, I do hope that comes through. I feel it. Thank you. You're very welcome. So continue with the good work, and you'll know the next steps. And hopefully we'll back from you, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care. That was nice. Okay, now we have we'll do Erica at 704. I think I know who this is. Brittany.
Hello. How are you?
Is it Brittany? Brittany called on Tuesday as well.
I heard the call.
I did. I had a spiritual breakthrough this morning, and it was one of the best, wonderful things, like confirmation from God. I got a sense. I started humming, and the song was like, "Let Go and Let God."
Mm.
And never experienced nothing like that before, and it was just amazing.
Yay.
Yeah.
I love it.
Beautiful. Yeah, you've really opened up. So
yeah.
I'm not surprised. And I listened to the show when you had called in, and you, like they had said to you, like the way that you're asking your questions, much different, where you're in that place of trust as opposed to being very literal and specific. Like you're really sort of trusting what's about to unfold, which I think is great. So that's good. Well, let's have you pull a message to see if anything relates to this situation that you had this morning. So let me pull up the database, because I know that's what you want to do, girl. Don't even play with me. All right, I'm ready.
I know. Yeah, I call in. I certainly did for a message, but I wanted to share that too as well.
Yeah, no, of course. No,
that's
no,
wonderful.
Of course. Yeah, that's great. Congratulations. Okay, I'm ready when you guys are.
Okay.
Okay, so the number associated with this message is 223. Oh, this is a really good advice. Honor and take tender care of your body as it serves to contain your spirit and all of your experiences and the brilliant possibilities to come. Well, that just confirms, you know, that things, you're really opening up, so you have to remember that you do have a physical body and to be healthy to take care of it. Honor, so I'll read it again. Honor and take tender care of your body as it serves to contain your spirit, all of your experiences, and the brilliant possibilities to come. So are you sleeping enough? Are you eating your diet balanced enough? Are you drinking enough water? Things of that nature. Are you doing lots of junk food? So these are the things to just be aware of, that as you're changing your energetic field, Brittany, support it by taking care of your physical body.
Yes. True.
So, what, you got to stop buying Twinkies at Walmart? I'm kidding.
No, I've been trying to, like, because I've been thinking about a lot of things, and like I said, I've got a career that's going to be a part of that, so I've been trying to, like, I've been kind of lazy about it, but I've been, like, doing it, but then again, not doing it, so trying to, like, drink a lot of water and, you know, push myself to be more motivated more about my body and my physical needs. Yeah.
Well, a bit at a time. I think right now it's, to use the pun, don't bite off more than you can chew. But I'm bummed.
Yeah.
But just find little things that you would enjoy. Meaning, it's incredible now what they offer at all the big stores now, whether it's Target, Walmart, or whatever, where there's lots of healthy choices, and just make gradual swaps. And there's many things that taste really, really, really good. I think a lot of people think it's going to be all or nothing. Everything's going to taste like cardboard. That's not true. Or that it's really expensive. Not necessarily. But there are ways of incorporating higher vibrancy in terms of foods into your existing diet, and just start making some swaps. I think we tend to sometimes get a little lazy about it because it seems overwhelming and you don't know where to start.
Yeah.
So you can start, like, one of the things that I do to drink more water is that I will cut up citrus fruit, like one lime, one lemon, and one orange. I cut it up and I throw it in there. Sometimes if I see it in the store, I'll pick up like a bunch of fresh mint and I'll throw that in there, and I call it spa water. And the fruit, you really can change every few days. You don't have to get one of those fancy pitchers for the fruit. It's like, no, you just throw the stuff in a plastic pitcher. Like, it's not that deep. I'm not going to pay no $20 for a pitcher with a chamber for the fruit.
Yeah.
I can go chamber. So you can start doing little things like that, and that you tell yourself it's not so overwhelming, but you tell yourself, okay, I am raising my vibration. Or in the meantime, let's say you absolutely have to have that slice of pizza. And we love a slice of pizza. But what you can do is, before you eat it, you can bless that pizza. I am blessing this pizza and the experience of eating it. It's going to taste so damn good, right? Number one. Number two, mindful eating. Or be more present. So if you're going to eat those food, and what's very interesting when you do that, I found this happened with me, that whatever it was that I was eating, let's say it wasn't the highest of vibrancy. Let's say I was just grabbing something on the run and it wasn't anything that particularly healthy. If you're in that space of higher vibrancy and mindfulness and being very aware when you're eating, you can taste the chemicals. And you're like, ooh, okay, not quite. Or you could taste the sugar or the excess, and then you're going to naturally gravitate towards simpler. Your taste will be simpler because you're going to appreciate them more, like slowly eating a fruit salad. You know, and if you feel I'm too lazy to prepare the fruit, you go to Walmart and get like a pre-made fruit salad. And what I do also at night, I switched from regular milk to almond milk a long time ago. And a very simple thing that you can do, I do this a lot for my kids, is the night before, you take whatever fruit that you have, and you could, I use a hand mixer or like an immersion blender, but you could use a regular blender or whatever, so that you break it down a little bit. And then you put a cup of almond milk in a container, and then you put like 3 tablespoons of chia seeds, and you shake it up, and then you put it in the refrigerator overnight. And the next day you have chia pudding, and that's a superfood, and it's fruit, almond milk, and chia seeds. See, the things that are of the highest vibrancy aren't that complicated. Yeah. Even if you have a banana. So there's a book that Elisa and I would talk about a lot on the air called Life Changing Foods that really talks about the healing properties of our daily foods that we take in, like fruits and vegetables and plants. So, yeah, don't be overwhelmed. Just do little tweaks. That's all.
All right. All right. I appreciate everything.
All right, girl. We know you do. All right. So, follow up with us. Let us know how you're doing.
All right. Goodbye.
I'm fixing to eat that pumpkin pie. Okay.
All right. We have actually still have two hands raised, so let's do one that we haven't done. Area code 631. Good morning.
Okay.
You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi. Good morning. This is Nicole.
Nicole, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you, ladies?
Good. So
okay.
I feel like I want to ask again for permission to connect to your energy, please.
Yes.
Okay. What's going on?
I'm wondering, on Father's Day, I'm planning on having my children FaceTime their father for 5 minutes. I'm wondering if I'm again letting my heart getting away of what maybe shouldn't happen, or but that message of unconditional love really resonated with me, and that's something that I hold very, you know, I believe that everybody deserves that. So I'm just wondering what you get around that.
Okay, let me ask you. And this is like yes or these are like yes or no responses, okay?
Right.
Okay,
right.
So I don't want you to think about right now you're thinking too much. So
okay.
I'm being led to just ask you very simple yes or no questions. Is
okay.
the relationship that the father has with their children, would you say it's a pure relationship, yes or no?
Is it a pure relationship?
Pure, P-U-R-E, pure.
Oh, pure.
Yes or no?
No.
Okay. So meaning that if it's not pure, again, yes or no, is it a dynamic that could potentially damage the children emotionally, yes or no?
Yes.
Then you know your answer.
Okay.
Because as the protective, and it sounds like they're super, are they under 5 years old? They sound like they're super little.
Yeah, they're 7 months and 18 months.
Oh, girl, no. Oh, girl, no. Oh, girl, no.
Okay.
No, girl, no. So okay. the thing is, they are, and we talked about this early in the show, about how children, the younger they are, the purest that they are to source. And how interesting, I did not know the ages of your children, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the first question I asked, which is great because it's very validating, and the first question I asked is, would you say that the relationship between the father and the children is pure? Now, I did not know we're talking about babies. We could have been
right.
talking about toddlers. I thought we were talking about preschoolers,
right.
okay? Because they sound like 3 and 5, just in the background, because
yeah.
they sound like little kids.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they're geniuses, Mom. Okay. So, oh, my God, Beethoven. So the thing is, in that spirit of purity is so sacred.
Right.
You know, you could look at both of your baby's eyes and see the meaning of life.
Yes.
You know, and the thing is, you're not punishing him. What you can do as a compromise, because I think it's like not so much them because the kids are too young, but you, the thing is, the kids pick up everything from you. So it's like no different than if you're depressed and you're breastfeeding, whatever, the kids are going to pick up on that. But, you know, you got to do what
Absolutely.
You got to do.
Right.
Right. So the thing is that if you are watching out for yourself, Mom, you're really watching out for the kids.
Right.
So instead of exposing yourself, literally exposing yourself, and the thing is, too, it's Russian roulette, and I know that sounds so extreme but I'll tell you what I mean by that. And what I mean by that is that you're dealing with two very young kids. Then you're going to have the freaking equipment. Then one starts to cry, and then you look all vulnerable and sloppy, and then it's almost like you're handing him, like, oh, she can't even handle the kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't do that to yourself.
Right. Yeah.
Don't expose yourself, because that's the word that I'm getting, that I'm feeling that you're going to be so exposed. So in the meantime, what you can do in the spirit of unconditional love is to maybe do like a slideshow of the kids and do like an e-card.
Yeah.
And make the card from the babies. And we just got a text message from Anna, who's listening to the show. And she said, what is she saying here? Now my phone just froze. Elisa, did she text you as well?
Yeah, she said.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
To hear, she can handle her energy with him. If she can, letting him see the kids may soften the harshness of whatever it is they are going through. Know that they are in a cycle. So it's interesting to hear her take on this. She said, recognize a cycle as the enemy.
Right.
Right.
What
That's
I can
why
do,
we're not together. I broke that cycle. But
thank
since
you.
There are children involved, you know, that's the messy part, and I'm really... I literally let everything go. I'm not angry at him. I understand that it's a condition that he has to deal with. But, you know, with the children, I keep my vibration up. I don't speak ill of him.
And you can't use him as a weapon. And it's very interesting because Anna's going through technically a divorce and there's kids involved. I'm going through that and there's kids involved. And it's funny.
Right.
Well, not funny. It's curious because Anna's not the custodial parent. You're the custodial parent and I'm the custodial parent. So we have to hear it from all different sides.
Right.
I just feel at this stage.
I think you're right. I think FaceTiming is a little bit too...
It's too much for you,
know,
Mom. You're vulnerable.
Since he hasn't been there, it's probably like giving him a little too much. At least, you know, with the pictures, it proves that, okay, I'm not the quote-unquote bitch, sorry. But, you know, and I do care. And, like, this is here.
Yeah.
You know,
I just pick up on the thing is... My role on this show is that I can read energetic signatures. So that's why I knew it's like, we're not going to have a conversation. I just want to hear yes or no. I just knew that.
Right.
Just reading your field.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to even get into this. Okay.
Yeah.
And I had no idea how young the babies are. And one thing is like, when they're this young and you're the primary caregiver, girl, your hair hurts at this point. Please.
Yeah.
The hair on your legs that you haven't had time to shave hurt. Okay. Like they do not understand, like putting conditioner on your hair. That's a spa vacation. if you able to put conditioner in your hair. So that's something that as a custodial primary caregiver, we're going to understand that. And I think they're so young, but if you do something where, and then it's the proper message, not to generalize about straight guys, but I'm going to generalize for a second, because they really just deal with cues a lot, then it might be you offering too much of yourself, because the thing is the kids aren't old enough.
Yeah, they're not aware.
Time.
You're right.
They're babies. And the thing is, my kids are teenagers. So whenever their
they
father is like, well, we need to, like, you know, work together to co-parent. No, because he wants me back. Not going to happen.
Right.
And I'm like,
no.
The kids are old enough.
Right.
And I don't badmouth their father. And I'm like, I encourage
right.
them. If anything, I wish they would see their father more so I could get a break. Okay, but that's not happening.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But they're old enough. You are dealing with infants.
Yeah.
And as the mother of sole caregiver of two infants, honey, take care of yourself. And taking care of yourself, but showing the energetic frequency of unconditional love is to do cute little video cards that you could do like, this is them in the morning, this is them sleeping, and you could have them like do like little talk bubbles. Hi, Daddy. Happy Father's Day. Each one, you could make it a creative therapeutic project for yourself. Like I'm vibrating the frequency of unconditional love without misleading him, because you know they get a little twisted.
Yeah.
Like
she wants it, and no response. If he texts me back, no response or anything.
Just
send it and that it.
Oh, she wants me because she FaceTimed with the babies. Oh, she wants me to father another child.
Definitely
I'm like, hell
not.
No.
Definitely not.
Hell no. So you do it that it's strictly from the kids as if they could talk. You know what I mean? And you could be very creative. You could do it on your computer. And that make that your therapeutic exercise in unconditional love, and then you can send it. You could send it like on Saturday night, so that he doesn't feel abandoned on Father's Day. So you beat him to it, and that's it. So now you know what you need to do.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, girl.
Good luck. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Thank
Hug those babies.
I will all the time. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay,
oh, no.
We have
with the camera and everything. The face.
We have one more.
Let's do it.
Let's just put Anna back on. Because hey, Anna, see your hand was still raised.
Hello.
Hey. Okay. So
yeah,
Anna,
I agree.
Go ahead.
I agree with what you said, and that's what I was saying. It's going to be, since the children are so young, it's really going to be how she holds her energy.
Right.
If she is able to keep her vibration high and just be herself and hold that space, I think it would be, I don't know what he's going through. I feel like it's something, and I feel like him and even doing the little, whatever it is that you told her to do, even doing that for him would show him that there is some support out there, in that you know, they're thinking of she's acknowledging him as
there's
father.
A willingness, and that's so
there's
important.
A willingness, and it would also be therapeutic, and that's the word that keeps popping into my head. And I know it's not her responsibility for her to quote unquote, you know, let's put that in quotes, fix him. Much like I said, it's not my job to fix her. It's their journey. It's their stuff. We choose to step out of it, and that's our choice. Because we need to feel better and we need to be in a better place. So keep yourself in that better place, because her being the best her is best for her kids, and that's
exactly
the priority. And acknowledging the fact that he's a parent. I'll tell you, well, that's the biggest roller coaster ride, because one day I'm a parent and one day I'm not.
Exactly.
It's on her whim.
That's devastating.
And when someone,
and no one should
when
do
somebody
that.
When somebody comes back at you with that, but acknowledging that he's a parent and showing him that the children are fine and everything's good, may say to him, you know what, I need to get my act together. I really need to be the best parent for these kids. I really need to step up my game. So it could very well trigger that positive thing in him, and that's what I was saying. Don't do it to the detriment of yourself. And doing a little slideshow or sending pictures and stuff is very acknowledging for him. It would be, you know, he can look at that and he can say, you know, these are my kids. I should be a different kind of father. You know, I don't want to say better or worse, because again, it's about journey. You know, it's about the journey. but I want to be a different kind of parent. I want to be a different kind of father. I want to be a father that steps up. I want to be a father that gets my act together. I want, if I need to go, you know, get some professional help, I'm going to go do that. If I'm going to go down here to meet with this group, I'm going to do that. But so that he will be proactive, just acknowledging that fact could very well trigger something in him that will make, that will allow him to step forward and step into his power and be that person that he's supposed to be. And again, it's not her responsibility to do that.
Right.
And yet her acknowledging him as their father,
it's everything,
could very well be a catalyst for change. So
yes,
we're in each other's lives. We have, we're in each other's lives for a reason. And, you know, and I think I posted something on Instagram, I think it was just yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, and it was so profound to me that it just, it hit me. I had to repost it. I found it somebody, something else, but it says there were a staggering number of possibilities, but here we are. And I thought, wow, that's huge. You know, and all the possibilities of how your life could line up, you're here right now. You and I are having, you know, we're having a conversation. People call in. There are no accidents. There are no coincidences. People get what they get when they show up. And so think about it. There are a number of ways our lives could have gone, but they did. They went this way. What is the example? What's the gift? When we stop looking at the crap, to be honest with you, and start looking at possibility and the joy and the compassion, the love of it, the gift, what's going to come out of it. I mean, for her, she can, you know, it's like, I said, what are three things you appreciate about him? Well, at one point I was in love with him, and I have two children with him. That,
right.
Boom, done. Appreciate, appreciate, appreciate. You know, same thing with me. What is this? I had some great years with OG. Oh, girl, that's her name. OG. And then I've got two beautiful kids. I'm appreciating, appreciating, appreciating.
Right.
You know? You've got to look at that. You can't look at the, you know, even though we all do, right? We're human. Oh, my God, what's wrong with them? You know, like, what was that? Anyway,
right.
So we do that. But at the same time, you know, hold space for them and just love them and just know, you know, be compassionate. Be unconditional compassionate. But, you know, choose for yourself. Don't put yourself in the middle of it. That's a choice, too. You know, I choose not. Does it hurt me? Yes, because I want to go run down the street and see my kids. And if I showed up at that door, can you imagine the stuff that would happen? I mean, just my little bit of gratification would create this ripple effect of explosiveness that, you know, it'd be another year or 2 years or 10 years, which it could very well be that. I don't know, you know. So just saying, you know, feel that. And I think you answered the question. And the kids are young, so no, they really don't need to FaceTime him. Acknowledging him would be a first step.
Yes,
acknowledging
I agree.
That other parent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So no matter what your difference is, you brought these kids into the world, no matter what, whether you birthed them, didn't birth them. Our intent is being the parent. When you intend that and you follow through, I think it's amazing. You know, but we're all going to do it differently. So don't berate somebody because they're doing it differently, you know. I know so many people that have gone, you know, them and their kids, I'm related to a lot of them on my mom's side. I've seen them go through some crazy stuff, and they come out amazing. The kids have come out amazing.
I know, it's not crazy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my little nieces just messaged me on my cousin's daughter, so I consider her my niece, messaged me the other day, and she's like, yeah, I was posting something for my print business, and she's like, she just posted, she goes, I just love you, Anna. She goes, I got this, and this for little machines, and she goes, I love them, they're great. And I messaged back, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to be at my dad's this weekend, come and see me. She goes, I could do that.
Oh,
I haven't seen her
beautiful.
In years. But it's like, but just to have her pop up and just say, I love you, you know, like, I love you too. And this, you know, I the stories I could tell you. She was a child of my cousin who had her, I think, around 14 or 15.
Wow.
So, yeah, here's your story. So there was one point I wanted to take her kids and just take them away and raise them and do, you know, it was like I had that thought. It was like, I can't, you know, these kids have a journey. They have a journey. And I didn't even understand energy back then. I just felt like I wanted to scoop them up. You know, they were in dirty diapers and bare feet running around in the dirt and stuff. And I'm like,
oh, my God.
You know what? But this is their journey. This is their absolute journey, you know, and I look at them now and they're, you know, they're doing stuff. They have their own, she's got her own little business. I'm like, you know, it's like, you can't, universe is conspiring to do us good. That's you know, the universe is conspiring to do us good. I know you guys need to wrap it up, so I'm going to quit talking now.
Glad
you
called, though. I mean, it's so great to have, especially when dealing with the issues of parenting and all of that. It's so valuable to get your feedback in that, too, because there's all sides to be considered. So
it's
so helpful to have you contribute from that perspective as well, so that we can really hold compassion and understanding for everybody's position. So no accident that you were able to join us for this show. So, yeah, how productive and helpful. So if you guys want to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. This particular show will be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Thank you, Anna. Thank you, callers. Thank you, Elisa. Love you guys so much. And in the meantime, looking forward to brighter days ahead. Love you.
Love you guys. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That